Where the conversation will make your mother sick. One couch and alcohol with three fat guys. We say mean and crazy things, and one of us is high. Wheelbarrow full of dicks. Wheelbarrow full of dicks. Where the penis jokes come fast and thick. We've been getting away with this for far too long. Join us Monday nights on RadioFubar.com.
Wheelbarrow for all dicks, live, Radio Fubar, on whatever night. Boom.
Monday nights.
Thank
so
you.
Yeah, check us out, you know, whatever night.
Oh, Mark, promote your shit, bro. Don't count on me.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. My name is Mike. I'm joined by my lovely co-host, Napier.
You're delicious.
And I had this great idea on Twitter earlier today where I was going to put like a pool together where everybody picked a letter, and I was going to buy three cans of Campbell's Spaghetti-O A to Z soup.
Yep.
And I was going to pick out all the letters. And it became very evident very early on that, A, there's no way I'm going to do three whole cans of this shit.
No. That's a lot.
And B, O is going to win by a lot.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll say congratulations to Travis, who took O. But really, I think maybe we should say who got second place. Because, I mean, O is kind of cheating. They were spaghetti O's. Those lazy cunts just made a whole bunch of little O's. I even took out the big O's. I was like, fuck, those aren't even real O's. I only took the O's that were the size of the other letters. And there's still just way more O's.
People,
but I guess
like
it is
O's.
Spaghetti O's. It makes sense. So what would you say is probably second place? It's probably between E and V, wouldn't you say?
I don't know.
There's a lot of E's.
I don't know. U's up there.
But
U's
thank
there.
You for all the participation. Let's see. Hals had A. Lisa had B. My gal had C. Dan Fernicase had D because Dan Fernicase starts with a D. He wanted to clarify that. The Jew guy had E. Seems like he talks about being a Jew a lot.
I don't know.
That's all I know about him is like he mentions that he's a Jew a lot.
I don't get on Twitter or Facebook, so
I'm
I don't
a
know.
Jew. I'm a Jew. You're picking on me because I'm a Jew. That's kind of his thing. But he might win. So the Jew guy might come through. Crazy J had F. Nobody had G. Do you want G, Napier? I mean, it's a little late now. Sure. You already know that G didn't win. Indio Techno had H. Your gal had I. And nobody picked JK or L. Shannon had M. Squarehead Kids had N. Nurse Nancy had P. At Poppy underscore says had Q. This is riveting radio, by the way.
Excellent.
Matt Reefer had R. I had S. Linz Bella had T. Don had V. Matt Leroy had W. Mandy had X. And J fucking Adson had Z. So let's see.
How do you tell the M's from the W's?
Well, see, that's just it. I don't think you can. But I still don't think that M or W won. So it doesn't really fucking matter.
No, I guess not.
I think that it would really come down to E or V.
The eyes look like little pieces of rice.
Yeah, I figured those were eyes. They might not be, but I didn't see any other things that could be mistaken for eyes. So that's just what I considered eyes. I don't know. You think there's more Z? There's a good amount of Z's here. Let's see. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 Z's. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 18 V's. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10,
oh, 11, yeah. How do you
12,
tell the
13,
N's
14,
from
15,
the Z's?
16, 17, 18. 18 E's. So E and V are tied. There's a tie between E and V. So does that mean they both win? Well, I mean, Travis won. He picked O. That was smart of him.
That's a good-ass job.
Smart guy. Picked O.
Was that the first round draft?
In SpaghettiOs. It's genius.
Did he pick first, or was there like other
this
people?
This was a stupid idea.
This was a horrible idea.
Why are we wasting our time counting noodles? Why are we doing this, Napier? We have so much to talk about.
I wasted
26 shot glasses writing letters on these stupid. What a dumb game.
Well, I didn't do anything.
Do you remember a couple of weeks ago when I was talking about it's good to have quality control and have co-hosts that tell you when you're doing a stupid idea?
Yeah.
When I said anything to you about SpaghettiOs, you should have said, no, Mike. That's stupid.
I let you do what you do.
You shouldn't, though. I blame this on you. I blame it entirely on you.
You're welcome.
So, speaking of blaming things on you, I feel that I'm underappreciated for my ability to dodge Napier bombs.
Like how?
You know what a Napier bomb is.
Oh, I know what it is, but I mean, I don't know what you're talking about.
Can you do Napier bombs like on command? I mean, can you just like interrupt me and say something Napier-ish right now? Or do they come to you randomly?
It has to be inspired.
Okay. So we were on Mark Bland's show, not last week, but the week before. And it's an AM radio show, so we couldn't curse or anything. So, I mean, most of mine and your vocabulary was limited due to, you know, us not being able to say any of our favorite words.
I definitely felt chained down.
So at the end of the Mark Bland appearance, he says, hey, stick around because afterwards we're going to do an overtime segment that goes on our website.
Yes.
And so that was when we were actually able to curse.
Which we did with great skill.
We do about 25 minutes on this overtime segment. And at the end, Mark Bland is wrapping up his overtime segment. He's doing the little thing where he says, thank you for listening. Check me out at Mark Bland.
Yes.
All that. And so Napier, I mean, like, this, what did we talk about in that overtime segment? We talked about, like, anime and where our name came from and stuff like that. I mean, like, nothing. This came from nowhere. It
yes.
came from fucking nowhere. And actually, I pulled the clip. Because I just want you guys to appreciate how good I am at when Napier does shit like this, I just go on. However, Napier killed Mark Bland's show.
Yes.
Mark Bland was trying to wrap up, And this is what happened. This is what happens when you invite Napier on your show. And I want you to hear.
Gentlemen, that's going to do it for us on Overtime. Thank you so much for joining the show.
Real quick. Yeah. Just for your listeners and to include something weird. Do you know the backstory of Big Rock Candy Mountain?
No, I don't even know what that is.
Did you ever see Oh Brother We're Out There? They had.
I've never watched that movie. Like Inception for him, Oh Brother We're Out There for me.
Okay. The guy wants to go home.
It's this song. It's this folksy little song. And you should
listen. Do they play with cups?
No.
Do they tap cups over and over?
I think it's banjos or something.
Okay, all right.
And they sing this festive
little
song.
Do they fuck guys in the woods?
We've already been there for 2.5 hours.
Big Rock Candy Mountain, it's this classical little twangy song.
Okay.
Big Rock Candy Mountain is what the gay hobos refer to as a place where the gay hobos go to fuck behind something, and they call that area the Big Rock Candy Mountain.
Oh, nice.
Mandy's
all right,
dad
ladies and gentlemen,
to
that's
going to
do it for us here. I
want to
thank Matt Krueger. I want to thank Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
Where did that come from? What was that?
I don't know. I don't ask questions. It's Overtime.
By the way, Mark, I have this really awesome story for you.
I gotta go.
Gay hobos. I'm gonna start with gay hobos. I'm gonna take you back.
I gotta go, ladies and gentlemen. That does it for us here. Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks every Monday night, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern on RadioFoodBar.com.
I mean,
thank
on the
so
scale of Napier bombs,
today. I appreciate
that.
It. We will see you guys next time on the show.
I mean, that was a doozy.
Thank you.
I mean, what was it exactly? That, I mean, did you have it in your head ahead of time? Were you like, at some point during Mark Bland's show, I want people to know about gay hobos fucking behind things?
Well,
I just want to know if you came into it knowing that was going to happen.
It was something that I had prepared, like, just in case, like, they needed something. And then it got toward the end of the show, and I wasn't able to use it. Like, no, I want to talk about hobo sex. I want to talk about crusty, nasty, scabby-covered testicles, hobo sex.
I mean, like, throughout the week, I kind of, you know, make notes for myself. Oh, I'd like to talk about this. Oh, I'd like to talk about that. I have, like, several sexual assault stories tonight. Just letting you know.
Excellent.
But, I mean, when do you know I'm going to go on Mark Bland's show and talk about a kid's song that's about fucking behind rocks?
I don't think it's a kid's song. It's just a, you know, a folk song that the, you know, the mountain folk used to sing.
I mean, did
each
you
other.
Find that out that day?
No, it was a while ago. Just, you know, something to talk about. Kill dead air. I thought at the end of the show there'd be a whole bunch of dead air. I'd kill that.
Well, I mean, like, you know, we were going on the Mark Bland, and so, I mean, I was thinking maybe we'll talk about politics or something, like, you know, like Jesse Jackson Jr. You know, he's in the news. You know, maybe that'll come up. So I'm reading about Jesse Jackson Jr. I thought of some stuff, but I didn't think of, hey, we should go on this political-type talk show to talk about gay hobos fucking behind rocks.
It didn't seem like a very political show.
I know. I think he tuned it down for us because he knows that that's not really our bag.
Well, that was nice of him.
But yeah, listen to that if you're into that kind of thing. We were on Mark Bland's show. Mark Bland's a nice guy.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy.
But I was thinking like it would be more political too. But
did you read about the Jesse Jackson Jr.?
Yeah.
He's
also receiving money while he's there too.
Well, he got like a bunch of contributions for his campaign. I guess, you buy TV ads, you pay for gas to ride your bus around and kiss babies and stuff.
Yeah.
And he took that campaign money and like bought all kinds of extravagant things with his political, finances. And one of the things that he bought, I was going down this list of things that he bought, and one of the things that he bought was a fur cape.
A fur cape?
A fur cape, yes, correct.
That's actually kind of fun.
Well, I want you to really think about this. I want you to think, what would you do with a fur cape? I mean, I imagine you wear it to fancy places. I mean,
Pimp Superman?
He's a man in the political arena. He probably goes to fancy dinners and stuff. So, hi, drunk. So, I mean, you go to these fancy dinners and stuff, and you want to look fancy.
Yeah.
But the question is, you have a fur cape. Okay, we're past that you're going to fancy places. You're wearing a fur cape.
Yeah.
When you go to these fancy places, they probably have a coat check.
Yeah, they probably do.
Do you check your fur cape, or do you continue to wear your fur cape into the party?
I would assume that it would be the same as a coat.
So you would check it.
Yeah.
You would check your fur cape. Fur cape would be like an outdoor garment.
Yes, yes.
To keep your back warm.
Yeah, or whatever you would use a cape for.
Okay, let's pretend for a second you wear your fur cape to the party.
Yes.
When you sit down at the dinner table with your fur cape on, do you flail the fur cape back over the back of your chair, or do you sit on it?
That depends. Do I have foxtails hanging off of the cape?
Is he wearing
it? Oh, you mean so that like it can split?
Yeah.
And like go down to either side. But then your cape's dragging on the floor, and you spent a lot on your fur cape.
No, it doesn't have to be that long.
Is he wearing a headdress?
I didn't say anything about him purchasing fur capes or headdresses. It did say something about him purchasing fur capes.
Gotcha. Because I mean that it goes along with the flail. If you got a headdress, you have to flail the cape around the back.
Right. And I mean, I was wondering if you sit on the cape or if like you place the cape in your lap comfortably. I guess this is something that, you know, like supervillains and stuff should also take into consideration too. I mean,
well, I'm not a cape owner. If I owned a cape,
then you could answer all of my questions.
I would know the rules, but
is there a cape wearing guide that you can follow?
I mean, there would have to be. I mean, nobody really wears these capes anymore. There would have to be like a guidebook that you could use. Like, when is it socially acceptable, you know, to sit on your cape?
Drunk.
How did you tell the difference between the Z's and the N's?
Well, Z's and N's were easy. Z's kind of had like a long curve middle, and N's were more...
Gotcha.
There was no way to tell between W's and M's. I was going to make you do this.
Yeah.
But
how long did this take you?
About the last half hour of the side project, I sat and I divided up letters in SpaghettiOs. And then I said, this isn't how we should be spending our time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, drunk? We have better things to do than count out little noodles.
I was thinking about telling you that, but...
No, drunk.
You seemed so excited.
I encourage you to tell me when I do shit like this.
I ain't gonna lie, when you texted or tweeted me about it, I was super busy. But I was like, that's dumb, but it's kind of funny.
Drunk.
So who won?
It was a tie between V and E.
Looks like there's a lot of O's.
Yeah, well, we don't count O's because they're spaghetti O's.
How can...
O-1.
How do you know these are spaghetti O's?
O-1. But
are they made by the same people?
Oh, didn't. Well, they were spaghetti O's. Okay, drunk. How much to just like shoot that shot glass full of O's?
Right now?
I guess nothing.
I guess free.
I said how much, and he said, "What, this one?" And then just took it. So I guess nothing. How are those O's? Are those good? Not bad.
Fucking starving. So
you gonna eat the rest of them? That's how that made the bit awesome. Drunk's gonna sit here and pound all the letters.
Yeah, but that's kind of a visual thing. And
you guys taste like SpaghettiOs.
Drunk. The only way this works is when you're about to pound the letters, you have to shout out what letter it is you're about to eat.
V. So. V goes after before D, right? V, D.
So I'm driving home, right?
Yep.
And on my drive home, on my commute from the house, just interrupt me whenever you want to eat a letter. You just interrupt me and you say, I'm about to eat a letter.
Quasi-Napier bomb?
Right, quasi-Napier bomb. And on my commute home, I see, throughout the drive, I see three abandoned shoes in different parts of, like, one shoe.
Do you work in the Get?
Well, I mean, I kind of live in the Get.
No, this ain't the Get, dude.
I've actually driven by that place. I did see those shoes.
Let me ask you a question. In your lifetime, how many times have you lost one shoe?
Never.
Why do I always see one shoe in the middle of the road? What circumstance would exist that you would lose one shoe in the middle of a road?
Maybe you got hit by a car and the one shoe got knocked off.
Or maybe they left it on their hood. I've done that with drinks.
There can't be that many people getting hit by cars all the time.
Well, how long does it take you to get to work?
I mean, it's like a 20-minute drive.
20 minutes,
I saw three fucking shoes drunk.
Were they all in your subdivision?
No, they were all spread out throughout. I mean, it's not like there's one guy that's just randomly throwing shoes in like a real concentrated area. They were like throughout. It's I'm constantly seeing one abandoned shoe.
Is this a real thing or are you just making this up?
I'm not making this up. I don't make anything up.
Oh, never.
I was accused of being a liar this week, and I assure you that I am not.
Don't worry, there'll be other weeks.
I kind of miss shirtless Mike.
Yeah? Well, you took a very unflattering picture of me, and so now, like before the podcast, I guess I need to like go in the other room and like do my hair and stuff, and make sure that I'm prettied up in case the goddamn paparazzi's shooting photos of me and sending them to our number one fan on goddamn Twitter.
Mike, you're just full of bait and material.
See, best pick ever. She says so.
Yeah. So, eat another letter, drunk. What letter looks good?
H.
Take out the H's, buddy. There you go. Get them.
The eyes look like little rice. I bet they don't taste like it.
Drunk, I do have great news.
There's
that
not
you're,
very many eyes in
that
there.
You're going to be excited about.
We're ending the Drunkard Smackdown Challenge.
No. In fact, it will continue probably forever.
Oh, great.
The last 2 weeks, you have had one thing on your mind.
Work.
No. When you've come here, what have you been demanding?
Pizza.
Do you know what me and Napier had for dinner tonight?
Pizza.
Do you know what there's leftovers of?
Nothing.
Pizza drunk.
Ooh, look at that.
And cheese breadsticks made with jalapenos and bacon.
Fuck yeah.
You know what pizza starts with?
So you got Domino's then?
Drunk. Yeah. You know what pizza starts with?
A P.
P!
P. Where's P?
Comes after O.
There we go.
Not very many P's.
Four P's.
I know. P was pretty fucking weak.
Wow. So I noticed there's a lot of V's. What the fuck are you going to spell with a V?
Vagina.
I don't know.
There's only one V in vagina. You don't need that many V's for vagina.
Vagabond.
Maybe the people at the SpaghettiOs factory.
Vivacious.
They do a lot of playing Scrabble and like writing notes to each other in the little letters. I assume that you kind of got to be a little bit quirky to work in a
noodle factory that spells letters.
Alphabet Noodle Company.
Yeah.
And so, like, what we get is really the leftover letters that they didn't use to write each other notes and stuff. It's just a theory. So, what do we have? On the break, I actually recorded a thing. So I get a break from me for a couple of minutes. However, you don't.
Excellent.
So you will continue to hear me on the break for 6 or so minutes.
Do we have a Napier Ogie too?
No. See, me and Napier haven't been doing any recorded things lately, so I have to do them by myself now because Napier's just too goddamn busy. You
never
know?
Call me.
Oh, like do some drunk bits?
Yeah, we can do whatever you want, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Before you leave, you got to eat all these letters. I don't know what I'm going to do with them. We're going to talk about the world's most hipster product. We are going to talk about Drunk's Podcast Smackdown Challenge. And we have questions for Dr. Napier.
Tits.
Are you excited?
Tits on a bull.
So we will be back in 6 or so minutes.
Vagina.
And now, great moments in Mr. Producer interview history.
I've got kids staring through the door. I guess I'm keeping everybody up, but
screw them. They don't have school tomorrow.
Yeah.
This has been great moments in Mr. Producer interview history.
The Mr. Producer Show can be heard live Saturdays 9 p.m. Central, only on RadioFubar.com.
The Rockin' Comedy Show, the number one celebrity podcast in Las Vegas,
with Crazy J,
with exclusive interviews, live bands. Comedians, and some of the funniest songs you'll ever hear. The Rockin' Comedy Show, airing weekdays from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Be there.
There are shirts, and then there are shirts from HappyGoatShirts.com. If you're ready for a laugh-out-loud moment every time you get dressed, you need to order one of the outrageous shirts from HappyGoatShirts.com. At HappyGoatShirts.com, you'll find parodies of famous brands and sayings and just plain old funny stuff. They come in adult sizes as well as one-piece shirts for infants. You can even customize your shirts. Go ahead, get your laugh on. Order today at HappyGoatShirts.com.
I love plagiarized music lawsuits. They're pretty much my favorite thing. So when I heard there was a new one, I got excited. I thought, finally, the Heat Miser, Snow Miser guys are just going to nail Jack White.
I'm too much.
No such luck. Undoubtedly by now you've heard the Robin Thicke song Blurred Lines. It's being touted as the undisputed song of the summer, even though it's very rapey.
Everybody get up.
There has been two claims made that Blurred Lines stole from them. One, a Marvin Gaye tune, sounds a little bit similar. And the other doesn't even sound close. Come on, George Clinton, what are you, bored? Although Mr. Thicke already has his hands full, I think the person who really has a solid case is Bill Cosby. Tell me I'm wrong. Maybe if I speed it up a bit. Yeah, try getting a boner to that music video now while you got fucking Fat Albert stuck in your head.
Everybody get up.
Song of the summer, my ass, thieving prick. Hello and welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. To contact the show, phone number is 309-740-1430. So that's one of those fun bits about rapey songs. But there is also a
group that advocates anti-rape that is really mad at Justin Timberlake.
What the fuck did he do?
How can he be mad at Justin Timberlake?
First of all, what does a group, a anti-rape advocacy group even do? I mean, like, I understand, like, you know, being, you know, anti-breast cancer, you fund people researching how to cure breast cancer. But what do you do as a group that tries to prevent rape?
Make anti-rape videos?
You say you make less sexy chicks and put them in. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm asking, like, what do you do? Do you go to, like, schools and say raping is bad?
Rape is bad, okay.
I would assume
don't
so.
Don't rape people because they don't like it very much?
You should probably go to their website and see what they're doing.
So anyway, there's a group called Take Back the Night that is mad and considering legal action because Justin Timberlake has a new song called Take Back the Night. And they think that people are going to confuse their group that no one's ever heard of, who has teal ribbons, by the way. You know how everybody has their own color ribbon?
Yeah.
Apparently teal is I don't like rape.
I've never seen teal.
I haven't either. But yeah, their group is called Take Back the Night, and Justin Timberlake has a song called Take Back the Night that doesn't have anything to do with don't rape people.
People sue for stupid shit.
Wouldn't they prefer that he, like, is getting them out there? So why would they sue him?
Well, he's not getting them out there. They're getting them out there by threatening to sue Justin Timberlake.
That's all they need to do is threaten to sue.
Probably, yeah. Because now people are writing stories, and now we're, now that we're talking about
now it. Nationally listened to podcasts talking about them.
Right.
Justin Timberlake should add a K to the front of Night.
But I don't think that you can
make it a Batman song. Just to spite them. Just, fuck you, K.
I think that song titles are immune to copyright. I think so. I mean, I could be wrong, but I really don't think that you can, you know, go after somebody for what they title a song. Because, I mean, there's probably 50 songs called Breathe. And, I mean, it's not like anybody who's ever written a song called Breathe goes out and sues all the other people who wrote songs called Breathe.
I think the Beach Boys sued Katy Perry for California Girls.
Yeah, you can copyright certain things, but not common phrases.
And I think Take Back the Night is pretty common.
Yeah, that would be pretty common. I don't think they can sue for that. But if you named your fucking song Pancakes and Vampires, I don't think that would be the same thing as Breathe.
There was another sexual assault advocacy group that I saw in the news. It was on Salon.com. Have you ever visited Salon.com?
Yes.
It's kind of a fun news site.
They don't like the Redskins, apparently. They don't like that they use
that
term.
Football name. What about the Blackhawks?
I don't think they like that either.
What about the Braves?
From what I understand, it was just the Redskins.
What about the Chiefs? Fucking Super Chiefs.
Fucking Super Chiefs.
But this group had like an office building that was burglarized, and the burglars took all of their computers and stuff, and then I guess they brought it all home and realized what it was, and then they brought it all back and wrote a note apologizing. I guess because they didn't know who they were stealing from.
Yeah.
And they said, you know, we hope, you know, you continue to do good work. Here's your stuff back. So the police are probably going to fingerprint it all and go get them for trying to do the right thing. It's a bunch of bullshit.
I think they would have to press charges. I'm sure if they got it back with a nice note, they wouldn't.
Did this happen locally?
No. I read the article and thought it was funny. I thought we could riff on it.
Yeah.
But I just imagine it, that if you go into an office that is a group that, you know, does all these, you know, anti-sexual assault things, there's probably like posters up and stuff, and, you know, like,
I don't think they took it from their office. I think they might have taken it from somebody's house.
No, it was an office.
Oh, they took it from an office?
Yeah, they showed pictures of the office. They came in through the ceiling.
Mission Impossible style?
Yeah. I imagine them going into the office and like seeing anti-rape posters and like think it's like the, you know, like the posters that have like minimum wage and your right to work and like the compliance hotline. You know what I mean? Like the ones they have at all offices. And they should be like, this place is really weird. They got like anti-rape stuff up.
Well, they probably didn't turn the lights on during their burglary. I assume they just came in there and snatched stuff and then got the fuck out.
So at my work, we have one of those posters that says what to do in case a shooter arrives.
Oh, yeah? Do you have drills?
No, we don't have drills.
We did that my senior and junior year of high school. We had drills on what we would do if there was a shooter, and we all went and hid in closets.
But it's kind of funny because my first day, I'm like, what to do in case of a shooter arrives? What the fuck? What am I walking into here?
Yeah, but, like a disgruntled ex-employee.
Right, apparently, yeah.
Or somebody who was really, really mad about their service.
Central had those rooms in one hallway where the only thing separating one classroom from another was like those
cardboard boxes.
It wasn't cardboard, but yeah, it was this little screen that they shut, and it wasn't like a real like brick and mortar wall. It was this thing that you could open and close and make bigger classrooms, and they had those in a few of the classrooms upstairs. And I kept thinking, well, if there's a shooter and one of these assholes left their door unlocked, there's nothing keeping us from him but that thin sheet of vinyl that they strew up. Yeah, that would kind of suck. Like, everybody's locking their doors, one asshole temp forgets, and now we're all dead.
I wonder if the computers that the burglars stole, like, I wonder if they were doing the kind of research on sexual assault that, like... like Pete Townsend was doing. Remember when Pete Townsend was doing his research and he got caught?
No, I don't remember that.
Pete Townsend got caught with some incriminating photographs on his computer, and he claimed that they were research. So maybe they got the computers home and they plugged them in, and they were like, ooh, maybe we should take this stuff back.
Yeah. Oh, they didn't know what good work they were doing. They brought it back. Oh, God bless.
There was a Southern California special ed teacher who was recently arrested and I guess also fired because she was having sex with five of her students.
Jesus.
At the same time?
It didn't specify,
but
it was over the course of a year. So, I mean, I imagine that like she was probably juggling them all at the least.
Did he see this broad?
Yeah. And you know what?
Not too
She wasn't like great.
Yeah.
But like
when you're 12,
I would imagine she could get laid.
Yeah.
I mean, she could probably go anywhere and just be like, hey, you know, would you rather go home and, you know, watch reruns of MASH, or would you rather fuck me? You know, I would think that chances are some people would probably rather fuck her than watch reruns of MASH.
Sure.
I would imagine.
But how many 12-year-olds, you know, going home to watch MASH?
12-year-old retarded people. She was a special ed teacher. Which makes it even more fun. So because not only was she banging 12-year-olds.
Banging MR 12-year-olds?
Yeah, she was banging some MRs. They said that she was banging them at the school. She was banging them out in the car, like out in front of their house. She was going buck wild. She had to have that retard dick.
What if they were just delinquents? She wanted some bad boy dongers.
Oh, because they're in special ed because they're assholes?
No, delinquents. They just get horrible shit grades.
Because they're assholes?
Well, delinquents is the proper term for assholes.
Yeah, but, I mean, they were special.
Well, special assholes. I guess, yeah, you could...
I mean, it pretty much if you get straight Fs, they'd send you to special ed. Just because you don't, like, go to school.
Well, nowadays they just send you through anyway.
Yeah, pretty much.
They just say, ah, fuck it. We're not going to keep you back. Yeah, just do better next time.
No,
fuck it.
No child left behind.
Yeah, I mean, if you give them Fs all the time, how are you supposed to get a bonus? Can't get no bonuses giving people Fs.
Mentors. One of the school districts in our area was so shitty that they gave students the option of transferring to another school district in
two schools.
They just said, all right, well, obviously you're not getting a very good education here, so we'll just send you somewhere else. If you want to bust somewhere else, I mean, you know, I think they had like a lottery, the fellows that won the lottery to go to this other school. But I mean, you know, like who pays for that and who's paying for the extra teachers and
the school district.
Yeah, the school district is.
The good school district or the shitty one?
The shitty one.
Shitty one.
So the people, do they just send their shitty teachers over to the good school?
No, they're still there. The teachers are still at that shit school. Now all the smart kids have left to make it even shittier.
But this special ed teacher was in Southern California. This wasn't around here.
Well, then I won't know her.
Yeah. She, you know, Southern California is where you can't drive around with a phone. You got to have a hands-free device. And you gotta wear Jimmy hats if you're making the pornography.
So, I don't think they make porno there anymore because of that.
You ever watched a pornography film when the fellow's wearing a Jimmy hat?
Yeah, it's off-putting.
It's off-putting. You're like, ew, that doesn't look fun at all.
No, it just screams. No.
Let me ask you a question.
So how old was this broad back on the last subject?
I mean, I don't know.
You're the one that read the
she
story.
Looked 30-ish.
Yeah.
She wasn't not hot. Yeah. She wasn't hot. Do you want to see a picture of her drunk?
Sure.
Okay, pound a couple of letters for the people, and I'll show you a picture of her.
T!
Timmy.
Where is this brown at? Yummy teas.
You know you have pizza there. You can just eat the pizza.
Oh, there's a goddamn Pasta House commercial. You gotta watch a fucking Pasta House commercial?
Just to get to a picture?
Well, it was a video, and so I figured I would just, as opposed to searching for pictures, I figured I would just show you the video.
Yeah.
I'm already losing interest in you in this. Okay, I'm over it. She's blonde. She's kind of chubby.
I'll check it out after the podcast.
Yeah, check her out later. Yeah. So I found the, what was I just talking about? What were we talking about?
I don't know. I rudely interrupted you.
Oh, I found the most hipster product in the entire world.
Does it have an Apple logo on it?
No.
Then it isn't.
Are you ready for the most hipster product in the entire world?
Yes. I'm ready.
I'm going to show it to you. And I want you to just describe what you see.
Hipster glasses.
Hipster glasses. Okay. Dig deeper. What are they hipster glasses of?
Are those 3D glasses?
They are big, thick, rimmed hipster glasses. Made out of recycled vinyl records.
Awesome. Yeah.
That's the most hipster product in the entire world, right?
Not unless Apple can somehow patent that and put a little logo on it. Maybe connect your iPod up to it for no fucking reason.
They're like $600 for these glasses.
Glasses that you could make yourself.
So, like, you get them, and you're like, look, these were like a limited edition.
Well, they were made out of limited editions.
Yeah, and you pay like an obnoxious amount of money for them, and then like you can brag about how cool you are and how you have like this unique original thing.
I'm not a fan of hipsters.
Well, tell us about it, buddy.
How do you feel about the Jews?
Yeah, they're okay. I don't know any Jewish people.
Yeah. All right.
But yeah, hipsters are shenanigans. Straight shenanigans.
How do you feel about the hippies?
Nah, drugs will do that to you, so.
Drunk, are you ready for your podcast challenge?
Sure. Now, let me say this.
Okay. Don't just blurt it out. We have to...
No.
We have to do
chill out. Chill out.
Okay.
Sir. We're into the second round now. All these people are winners, as far as I'm concerned.
Right. You're qualifying this.
I'm qualifying this.
Okay.
They did have to pass through the gauntlet.
They did. They got through round one. You're in round two. You have won once. You are a winner.
Right.
Let me say this. I really like the Brit and the American. It's a funny show. They're good people. I like the show. However, you went up against Unfit for FM, so you lose. Pretty much the same thing as Not Safe for Water Coolers. Good show. You went up against Unfit for FM. That's just
so you're a fan of Unfit for FM.
Yeah, well,
let me ask you a question.
Are you a fan of Unfit for FM?
I am. Let me ask you a question. Now, part of the goal of this was to torture you.
It's working.
But the other part of the goal was maybe to introduce you to podcasts, because we do a podcast. And the best way to really get into the podcast thing is to experience other podcasts.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a, what am I thinking of?
Arrested Development.
Explain.
You watch that show to realize how all the other shows are shitty.
But I mean, you learn from like your environment. You adapt, and yeah. I mean, you know, I listen to quite a few podcasts,
and they're all our friends.
Yeah,
no beef. No beef.
Oh God. So, I thought that, would you say that when the Drunks Podcast SmackDown Challenge is over, would you say that you have found any podcasts that you might actually listen to when you don't have to?
Let's just say I'm a very busy man. And I mean, listening to podcasts at work is fairly difficult.
It is?
Yeah.
Is that, do you have like a job where you communicate with other people?
Yeah, the phone rings off the hook. It's ridiculous. However, fuck it. It doesn't matter.
At my work, there's this Canadian goose.
Yep.
And I think that he must have like sort of got hit by a car. Because he's got like one wing.
He walks with a limp.
He's got one wing that's fucked up and like on the wrong side of him. So like he walks around with like two wings on his left side.
He's just gangster.
He's fucked up.
And he's got a pimp limp.
He don't walk all that great. And like, you know, I sit in my car. I like drive down the road a little bit and sit in my car and eat lunch. And he's usually hanging around about where I'm sitting and eating lunch. And he'll walk over to the other Canadian geese, and they won't hang out with him. Like, they fucking shun him from the group, and they all walk over, and, like, if he comes over to the group, they all move.
Aww.
It's because he's a thug, dude.
And I mean, like, I can't go hang out with him, because he don't want to hang out with me. I'm a dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, I feel so fucking bad for this Canadian goose. That I want to run over all the other geese.
How do you know?
I want to say, fuck you, you assholes.
How do you know it's a Canadian goose?
Well, that's the only ones we have around here.
Napier, he just asked me how I know it's a Canadian goose.
He checked his passport. His gooseport.
I think it's really kind of fucked up.
So you're saying that one won't be flying back to Canada for the winter?
These goddamn geese. They treat people like they keep.
I hate geese. Geese are in front of my work all the time.
They just walk out in the middle of the road.
Block the middle of the road. Fucking truckers will be honking at him, and they won't move. They'll just look at him like he's an idiot.
I know, and I mean, they just dare you to hit him. And every now and then somebody does, and then you drive by it for a week and you get bummed out.
And then a fucking cop will pull you over for running over the goose. Like, that, it's that old motherfucking Goose's problem. And have you ever seen one of those geese shit? Oh, my God. It leaves a pile like nobody's business.
Fucking anchor Why? In the chat room says you don't need a passport to go between the U.S. and Canada. That's a goddamn lie.
It is a lie.
Yeah, it is.
Because I tried to get back into the U.S. from Canada, and some bitch gave me shit.
Did she have a passport?
She said, driver's license doesn't mean anything. That just means that you're able to drive in the United States. It's like, yeah.
Look at the address.
She said, you need some kind of identification that proves that you're a citizen of the United States. And I said, okay, let's pretend I'm not a citizen of the United States. Let me through. I'm just going to go visit. I'll be right back.
Did you hear me say A once during this whole conversation? A?
Yeah, but she made us do the Pledge of Allegiance. I think she's just fucking with us.
Yeah, she's fucking
with
us.
She went through
you.
All our bags. She went through our coolers. And she made us do the Pledge of Allegiance. She made us sing the Star-Spangled Banner. Finally, I just told
what
her.
What does that matter? I can sing O Canada. That don't make me fucking
sing
Canadian.
O Canada.
You really want me to sing O Canada?
You just
right
said
now.
You can. I want you to prove it. You know what Canada starts with?
C. These noodles are hard to get out of these cups.
Yeah.
You really want me to sing O Canada?
I do. I do, because I don't believe you know the words.
All right. Here we go. This is for all you Canadians out there.
Anchor wants you to sing it like Wolverine.
I don't
just do it however you want, buddy.
I don't think you can sing it like
Wolverine. Let's hear it.
We get drinking my soda first.
Sing it like Gary Busey would sing it.
Now, just so everybody knows, I can't sing on tune, but here we go. Oh, Canada, my home and native land.
I think he already screwed
true
it up.
True patriot love
yeah, there
in
we go.
All our sons' commands. What are you laughing at?
Nothing. Keep going.
I'm mad at you, Michael. Why are you laughing at me?
Are you bullshitting because you don't know the rest of the song? Don't fuck with me. I know what you're doing. You're not fooling me, you son of a bitch. Finish the fucking song.
I don't know the next two sentences, but I know the rest of it.
So you tried to trick me. Admit it. You can't fucking trick me, drunk.
Okay, there are people that don't know two sentences of the Star-Spangled Banner, and they could just hum it and bullshit through it. Regardless, yeah. It's stupid. Why do I have to sing the Star-Spangled Banner to get back to my own country?
Because she wanted me to prove that it was my country, I guess. She was just fucking
Not
with
all
me.
Americans know the Star-Spangled Banner.
If you knew it, I would assume that you were lying.
That's
that
the French
Canadian.
Version. I can't speak French. Thanks, though, Rabbit Pop.
We do have some questions for Dr. Napier.
And it's time for Ask Dr. Napier.
First question from Anchor Babcock. Which is better, Grand Theft Auto or Saints Row?
Ooh. Grand Theft Auto has a more expanded universe, so I'm going to go Grand Theft Auto.
Question from Indio Techno. Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near?
They're trying to shit on me. Trying to shit all over me. I took all of their eggs and I ate them.
Question from Crazy J. Why do farts smell worse in the shower?
Because you have smell good stuff around you. So, like, it's the contrasting flavors, if you will, of the air.
I think the steam has something to do with it, too.
Do you think that it's the enclosed environment?
Well, also, yeah, drunk's right. You're taking a nice hot shower, your pores are opening up, and then you let out your air biscuits, and then that's all getting inside of you nice and deep. Deeper than it should.
Like, I imagine if you were stuffed in, like, a cardboard box...
Yeah.
Your fart would probably smell really bad.
Oh, God, yeah.
Or like if you were buried alive and you were in a coffin and then you farted, where would it go?
Nowhere.
It would just hang out with you.
And seep into your clothes.
Does it ever go away? I mean, really, doesn't it just kind of like break up to a point where like you don't really notice anymore? But like, does the fart really ever go away?
Technically, no.
But once you fart the fart, isn't it like a part of the universe?
Well, your universe, if you're in an enclosed environment, yes.
So if you fart in a shower, it's a combination of, what did you say? Good smells, steam, and an enclosed environment.
Next question.
So we successfully answered that question.
Yes.
Question from our winner of the SpaghettiOs.
Hold on. You took bets on this?
Yeah, everybody got a letter.
Look at these people.
Yeah. Travis from the Lantern Light Lounge podcast. Is orange really the new black, or is it just fucking orange?
No, it's still orange. There's no way to pull off a sexy orange. There isn't.
Do you have?
I don't know. Orange used to be my color back in the late 90s, early 00s.
Do you have the Netflix?
Yeah, I got Netflix.
Do you watch TV shows?
Yeah, I've just started watching Arrested Development, actually.
You should watch this Orange is the New Black. Me and Laura fucking marathon through those in like 3 days. There's like 13 episodes. We just fucking rock and rolled through them in like 3 days.
Is it?
It was really good. It was really funny.
I heard that bitch from That 70s Show bust out her titties.
Yeah, she busts out her titties in like the first like 10 minutes. I think that's the only time she does.
That's the way to open the show right there.
Yeah, so, I mean, you see her titties in the first 10 minutes, and then I guess, you know, she's too goddamn tall.
Yeah.
Tall women threaten me. I don't dig tall. Tall freaks me out.
You know, by the sound of the name of the show, I thought it was going to be about spray-tanned people from New Jersey.
No, it's broad prison.
Oh. The lotion I recommend is Jergens, and your pee smells bad after eating asparagus because you're a bad person.
Mandy, how tall are you? Mandy really wants you to see her. She said something about ginger tits because she put it in.
What's wrong with ginger tits?
Capital letters.
Why?
She typed it twice. 5'8"? Ah, that ain't that tall.
No, that's not tall.
That ain't that tall.
Taller than I am.
Yeah, but she's a woman.
Well, Drunk, do you have a thing with women that are taller than you?
No.
That doesn't bother you?
Not at all.
I'm just saying taller than me.
Most of them are.
Yeah. I guess probably if she wore like high heels or something, she'd probably be taller than me.
Yeah.
So, Napier, you should watch that show and tell me what you think.
It has boobs?
Chris Dick watched it. He liked it.
Does it have boobs?
People on the Twitters, they all see. Yeah, it does have boobs.
Oh, well, then
but
I'm in.
It's funny.
I heard not as many boobs as like.
Like, Game it's not Thrones. Like you watch it because there's boobs in it. It's actually really kind of funny.
Well, we all have our own reasons for watching the shows that we watch. Boobs.
Question from the Squarehead Kids podcast. Does the penis have any muscle in it? If so, can I beef mine up with weight training?
Well, it's more like a fluid-filled bag than necessarily its own muscle. So I guess you could if you wanted to, but I would suggest the little pumps. I mean, they make them for a reason, I guess.
The pumps?
Yeah. 'Cause one time I put the vacuum cleaner on my dick. And it made it all weird.
You
looking.
Fucked a vacuum cleaner?
No, I just put it on my dick. I thought it'd be funny.
Like you put, did you turn it on?
Yeah.
After you put your dick in it?
No, I put my dick in it like while it was on.
Did it do that?
With thump. And then it started making that, you know, it's trying to suck something in, but it's caught. It started screaming and flipping out.
I don't think I ever once ever tried that. I tried fucking a lot of really weird things in my day, But I never tried sticking my dick in a vacuum cleaner. I never.
Me neither.
I thought it'd be funny.
You know, and like the sucking your dick thing, it isn't really a suck. I mean, it's more like a, like, you know, move your mouth around on my dick.
Yeah.
I mean, like a suck, no, a little isn't suck's good. Great.
A little suck is good.
Yeah, but it's not like you put your dick in her mouth and like she just like sucks on it.
No, no. Like I mean, you're not trying to give a penis hickey.
Like a ring pop.
Oh, I hated those things.
It's like a move your mouth around on my penis.
Yes.
What's the weirdest thing you ever fucked? That's what Mandy wants to know. What's the weirdest thing you ever fucked?
Does putting your dick in something mean that you fucked it or you just placed it in there?
I think so, yeah.
I went through a vacuum cleaner.
I went through, yeah, well, a vacuum cleaner is pretty weird. Drunk.
Goat.
You fucked a goat? Did you experiment with trying to masturbate with strange things? I went through a phase where I was really trying to, like, find the perfect thing to fill a large sandwich bag with and fuck. Like I tried jelly and peanut butter and all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And it never really worked out.
Do it.
It was never great.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, like you could almost kind of get enjoyment out of like fucking like a couch like between the cushions.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then your parents are going to want to know why the couch is covered in lotion.
Yeah, no, see, that, you try, never mind. But don't jack off with Icy Hot, I can tell you that.
No.
But, yeah, no, so vacuum cleaner for you, probably a sandwich bag full of peanut butter for me. Actually, no, the weirdest thing you ever fucked was that chick who wanted to make our penises into a forest.
No, that's crazy. Not weird.
Last question for Dr. Napier from Matt Leroy. Who would win in a fight? Dr. Napier or Detective Napier?
I would assume that Dr. Napier is a older gentleman, more learned and wisdom filled.
So he's got that old man strength.
I don't know. He might have the arthritis and, you know, the calcium-filled knuckles. So, I don't know. I think Detective Napier might win, but I think the doctor would give him a run for his damn money.
And that was S. Dr. Napier.
So, the there's several of the internet radio programs that I listen to on morelikeradio.com.
Yes.
And they recently fired one of the shows, and they've been picking on them all week. They've been really mad at them. They've been doing a whole, you know, fuck you thing with them.
Just burning bridges.
And I have no idea who the other show is. I've never listened to them. I don't know who they are. The only thing I've heard from them is the clips that this other show plays. But one of the chicks on this show is an author, and she wrote several books. They're like sci-fi novels, and they were reading excerpts from her book. And the thing that really caught me, everybody doesn't really have like a normal name. Have you noticed that? Why is it in all these books and movies now and stuff, nobody's just named like John or Dan? Everybody's got
John,
like,
Crichton?
I mean, like, the, you know, like Laura's books, when you look at Laura's books and stuff, all the main characters have like really exotic, weird names. And like in these fantasy worlds, in these fictional universes, nobody's just named Mike or Drunk.
How many people do you reckon you share a name with?
Lots.
Yeah, about half the United States has your name.
I mean, like the characters in this book
were
named
with somebody who has your name.
Shiloh. I mean, have you ever in your life met someone named Shiloh?
I think so.
I mean,
like, Laura reads books and, like, the guys' names are all, like, Tristan and and shit like that. And I mean, like, I've never met a Tristan.
Q! Q!
I think it might be like millennial names. Like, that's what the new parents are naming their little bastards.
But that can't be true, though. Lots of my friends at this point have had children, and they all name them normal things.
No, hipsters name them fucking weird shit, like pancake or ragamuffin.
But I love listening to people be mad at each other and all this drama. It's fun. It's interesting. I mean, I don't want to get involved in it, but it's fun to listen to.
How many hipsters do you think name their kids fucking first name Steve and last name or middle name John? Or Jobs. Yeah, Jobs. My throat is dry.
But that's the one thing that I took away with it is that I was upset that nobody's just got a normal fucking name anymore. And do you think that's so that the character is more memorable?
Yeah, they got to stand out. Like, I mean, Ender Wiggins from Ender's Game.
His name is Ender?
Yeah, I think that's it.
That's his actual first name, or is that like a fun nickname?
No, I think that's his first name.
It's futuristic.
Yeah.
Just name your kid something normal.
Like Milhouse.
Don't be a fucking idiot.
Like Katniss.
Yeah, Katniss. There you go.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Would that character be any worse off if you just named her fucking Katie?
Well,
or Jessica?
Well, you got to have memorable characters, or else every fucking story is going to have John number 5. Did you get the reference?
No. Johnny 5?
Yeah.
See, but Johnny 5, he stood out, and he was different than all the other ones, and it didn't matter what his fucking name was. That's the point. That's the point of the fucking movie, is that robot was like, fuck this. I'm not going to be like all these other robots. I'm going to be an individual. People are going to know me for me, not for my stupid fucking name. Why haven't they remade that yet? They've remade everything.
You can't remake that movie.
They say that about all movies that they remake. And then they just do it.
Heard they're going to be remaking the Fast and Furious first movie.
The Fast and the Furious movies are still going on.
Yeah, but they're going to remake the first one.
They're going to start over with the first one,
yeah,
but still be doing the other ones?
Yeah, it's been long enough. We need number one again.
I've never... That's probably never happened. Like, they rebooted a franchise that's actually still going on?
No, I don't know. They fucking remake Hulk every time there's a new Hulk. There's been like 50 fucking Hulks.
Yeah, but there hasn't been a Hulk 2 come out.
No, there's never been the
same
Hulk 2.
Time as Hulk 1 in a different reboot franchise thing.
It's all fair game now. It's all fair game because sequels, see, people don't like sequels. They like reboots.
So what do you want to see rebooted?
Well, now Short Circuit. You know what? It's been a really long time since we had a good baseball movie.
What about 41?
Oh,
42,
no.
You mean?
42.
Yeah. Oh, and Moneyball.
And Moneyball.
And Moneyball was pretty good, too. Never mind,
what
drunk.
About that Field of Dreams?
Never mind.
You know what we haven't had in a good long while? A good movie about soccer.
I'd kind of like to see him remake the old...
Ladybugs?
Back to the Future.
They need to remake Ladybugs.
Yeah. And
did you see that shit about...
Who would play Rodney Dangerfield in the reboot of Ladybugs?
Well, it would have to be a new vehicle for a new comedian, whoever's big right now.
Whoever played
Paul
Blart.
Well, that's
what
Blart. I'm asking you.
Yeah, yeah.
Kevin James?
Get Paul Blart to do it. Yeah.
Kevin James.
Did you
no
see
respect.
That shit? I think it, Nerdgasm tweeted it, but it was some kind of fucking review of that Disney movie Planes, which is basically just Cars, only it's planes.
That's fine. Yeah.
They fucking had John Cryer do the voice of the main plane.
Yeah.
and a month before the film's release, decided that they needed to re-record all of the voice work with Dane Cook.
What?
That's gross, right?
Dane Cook is in Planes?
Dane Cook is the voice of the main plane.
Not John Cryer.
Not John Cryer. John Cryer was booted and replaced with Dane Cook.
Wow. Really?
Makes you want to see it, doesn't it?
No.
Well, not like John Cryer made me want to see it.
Well, yeah. That's true. Seems like they're making a lot of bad decisions.
Who's they?
Disney.
Pixar?
No, it's not Pixar. It's just Disney.
Yeah.
Whenever they bought Marvel, I instantly knew that there would be some really fucking stupid crossover happen.
Crazy Jay says they need to remake Hellraiser. You know, they have kind of remade everything except Hellraiser, haven't they? They've made a new Freddy, they've made a new Jason, they made a couple of new Halloweens.
What about Johnny Darko?
Donnie Darko?
Donnie Darko, there we go. Did they remake that one?
No.
Children of the Corn.
Fucking Jay Anson, just watch it again. He's got a fucking point. He's got a fucking point.
Oh, shenanigans, you are with us. See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Listen to us every Monday night at 9, 8 central at RadioFubar.com or with the TuneIn app for smartphones. You can also download the show through iTunes, Stitcher or our website, wfodix.podbean.com. Be sure to rate us 5 stars on iTunes to raise awareness of the show. Vote for us on Podcast Alley 2. Find new sites to rate us at. Blow that shit up. Call us at 314-266-WFOD and leave us a message that may get played on the air. Follow us on Twitter at WFODix. Join our boards at WFODix.boards.net. Like our Facebook page at facebook.com/WFODix to get all the latest updates. Also be sure to check out all the other great shows on RadioFubar.com throughout the week. That was a lot to take in. I am sure you were tired. Go lay down for a while and they'll be in a few minutes to tuck you in.
reply from what's his name?
Yeah, he said I'm a liar.
You're a liar, huh?
Yeah, I lied.
What do you lie about?
Well, he said I basically just told the story about what happened.
This is last week when I wasn't.
Yeah, I said that he wrote a negative 1-star iTunes review.
Uh huh.
For our show,
which he did,
as a way of getting our attention.
Uh huh.
Which he did.
Right.
People saw he did.
Uh-huh.
Plenty of people saw that he did. But okay. He said that I lied. So, I mean, I guess the question is... Actually, he said that he did write a review, but it was a 5-star review. And
which, why wouldn't you? We're a 5-star show. We should get a 5-star review.
And I mean, it was like a, you know, I wrote him a 5-star review. Mine's still there.
Right.
Because I'm not 5. I'm not going to change my review. But no, he said I did write a review, but it was a 5-star review, and you know he referenced what I wrote in it, and you know I wrote a review. So I guess the question is, if I'm lying, like if I'm full of shit,
it's on the internet.
If I'm lying, and this review wasn't negative, and we didn't flag it for removal and get it removed,
mm-hmm.
Where is it now? Because it's not there. If you're telling the truth and you wrote a positive review,
right?
Where is it?
I just want to see it.
Where go look right now.
Give me a screenshot. We can do that.
Go look right now. Where's your review? Where is this review you said you wrote? If I'm lying, where is it?
Next podcast, can we do it in quiet voice like this?
You want to just do the whole show?
The whole time, the whole in show, quiet just voice? Quiet voice.
Let's do it.
I like it.
Okay, buddy.
Fuck yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
We just can't impress anymore, man. We get up to like 7 on the Dorktown list.
And then
I guess our heads get all big.
The Dorktown list is gone now.
Yeah. We're just off the top 25?
No. Like it doesn't exist anymore. They don't do the Dorktown list anymore.
But yeah, they...
So now we'll take Q&A from the chat.
The people just keep wanting more and more, but you know what? Yumsky is on in like 6 minutes.
Yumsky's on in 3 minutes. Dip the crust in Pepsi.
What? What kind of stoner are you?
What kind of crazy talk is that? That's some bullshit. Dip the crust in Pepsi.
So I'm kind of surprised you didn't bust my balls as soon as I walked in about last weekend.
Oh, about the Crazy J thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I think the guy that took your place actually won.
Oh, yeah?
I think.
So, did you listen to any of the show this weekend?
Crazy J show?
Yeah,
I listened to some of it. I haven't listened to all of it yet because
I mean it was like a 3 winners, right? And they had to do like a dating game style.
Yeah,
what was that like? Did you listen to any of that?
I didn't hear that part. No, I listened up until it was, and then I had to go.
Yeah. That's what you should have listened to. That way, you could have asked me these questions, so I could have done them on air.
Oh, like your answer to the questions that he asked?
Right. Like I might not have been there in person, but we could have still asked the questions on the show.
Maybe I'll do that. I'll pull all of the audio of her asking the questions, and then we'll get your immediate response to them. That might be good.
Yeah. I thought that's what you were going to do anyway.
I didn't think of it. I was too busy doing my gay blurred lines bit. That's what we'll do. Well,
and counting fucking SpaghettiOs.
And counting fucking SpaghettiOs.
All right,
next week. That's actually a good idea. Remind me that we should do that.
Yes, I will. I'll text you. That way we don't. Put it out on the Twitters.
Sweet. Let's do that.
All right.